Lydia Rebine's in our studio with our Madison Dawson Camby Library Show. Good afternoon, Lydia.
Hey, Paul.
Did you walk over in the snow through the alley here? Or?
I did. It's really not too bad out, but it's some strange weather we've been having these past couple of days. How's it been? I don't know.
Foggy.
Yeah, as cold as it is, but also as foggy as it is.
Very foggy in the morning.
It's weird.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there when you're driving, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah, everything's covered in ice and frost because of it. Yep. Keeps it exciting. Ugh.
All right, well, what's the news at the library?
Lots of events going on.
Okay.
The thing I should mention first, though, is the holiday we have coming up. So, of course, Monday, January 16th is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we're going to be closed for that. All of the Pioneerland libraries will be closed. We'll be back Tuesday for normal hours, but Monday, the 16th, closed. So that being said, different programs and activities coming up. We've got lots at each of the libraries. One of the big things is that the winter reading program is now underway. That started at the beginning of January. January 3rd was our first day of it for sign up, and that runs through March 31st, so there's still plenty of time to sign up and take part in winter reading. For the Madison, Dawson, and Camby libraries, because depending on the library, they may have a different system or a different program they're going with for their winter reading. You know, Ortonville or Appleton has something different than we do. So that caveat in place. For Madison, Dawson, and Camby libraries, readers of all ages can sign up and get their winter reading log bookmarks. So we have a bookmark with a reading log. It has 6 books where you record details of the book. And the first 15 participants at each library, Madison, Dawson, and Camby, to finish that log and turn it in will get a winter reading mug. And you have to like the mug design because I made it. So you want that mug, and it'll be your favorite, right?
All right, right.
Right. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Totally, totally unoptional. So that is going strong. Again, there's plenty of time between now and March 31st to do that. So stop by, sign up, get that log, and then the first 15 at each get a mug, like I said, and then in Madison, we'll also be entering those first 15 people who complete their log into a drawing, a random raffle drawing for a gift basket, which is always fun. It's going to probably include books.
All right.
It's a little spoiler for
there
you.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So that's winter reading. Then we've got some author visits coming up. Carol Blackford, who you interviewed a couple of weeks ago, she's visiting our libraries. She was already at Camby Library this past weekend, but we still have Dawson and Madison visits coming up. So Blackford, she's a native of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She's now retired, but she was a professor of English at South Dakota State University, and her published works include Casey, A Firefighter's Story, Grateful Heart, A True Story of Faith, Hope, and Love, and Under the Cottonwood. She will be at the Dawson Library this Saturday, January 14th at 1 p.m., and then at the Madison Library on Saturday, January 21st at 1 p.m. And we do have copies of her books available at the libraries to read for anybody who wants to brush up on her work prior to her visits.
Yeah.
In fact, Alice, her book recommendation for this week is one of Blackford's books.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Yeah, she was a very interesting person to visit with.
Yes, very knowledgeable and fun to chat with, too. I got to talk to her over the phone a few times, and yeah, interesting lady. And then one other author visit, and this one is for Dawson only, but Brent Olson is going to be at the Dawson Library for an author visit on Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. This visit is being presented by the Dawson Boyd Arts Association and sponsored by Peggy Crosby and Dave Peterson. Brent is always fun to visit with, so I very much recommend stopping by and seeing him in Dawson. We had him in Madison a while back, and it was a great time. So set that one on your calendars. Then moving back to Madison, this Saturday, January 14th, we are going to be having a Llama Red Pajama event, which is a classic children's picture book about a llama with red pajamas. So for this event, it's for kids and families. It's going to be from 1 to 2 p.m., and kids can wear their red pajamas and join us for art activities, stories, and snacks, and the chance to meet a alpaca in red pajamas.
Oh, wow.
So there will be an alpaca at the library. Llamas are in real life many people probably know already, not that pleasant. So you don't want a llama in red pajamas in your library. They're a little bit cranky, but alpacas are very nice. So we will be having an alpaca there that kids can meet and pet. And yeah, it'll just be really fun and lots of activities going on too. So don't miss that. This Saturday, January 14th, from 1 to 2, sign-up is not required. It's open to everybody, so just stop by and enjoy that. And then along with Llama Day, Madison also has our weekly take and make kits for kids. I always want to reverse that for some reason and say make and take, which makes very little sense, but that's what my tongue wants to do every time. No, take and make craft kits for kids. Our theme this month is snowmen. So this week we have a popsicle snowman craft kit available, and then next week, starting on the 17th, because we're closed on Monday the 16th, it will be a button snowman craft. Over in Canby on Thursday, January 19th at 4 p.m., they are going to be having a plant a hyacinth bulb in a cup activity. You provide the cup, they will provide the bulb and the soil. Pre-registration is required for that one, so call the Canby Library at 507-232-5738 to sign up. And then last but not least, Madison, Dawson, and Canby will also have some take and make craft kits for adults starting January 17th. It's going to be a punch needle embroidery craft. So punch needle embroidery is a form of embroidery that's kind of related to rug making. Instead of stitching through the fabric, punch needle pushes the thread or yarn into the fabric while keeping the needle on the surface. So the result is an embroidery that is made of loops. Like I said, it's very similar to rug making in that respect. And we will have kits that come with everything you need to make a Minnesota state-shaped pattern in punch needle. So that'll be something fun and different. Lots of things going on. Definitely make sure you are following our Facebook pages, Madison Public Library MN, Dawson Public Library MN, and Canby Public Library MN, to keep really up to date in real time on what's going on.
All right. A lot of things happening at the libraries, Lydia.
We got to do
keeps you busy.
Yeah, do something in the otherwise boring winter season, right?
Right. Hey, let's move into what's the staff reading?
Absolutely. Well, why don't we start off with Alice's, since she is recommending The Piano by Carol Blackford. Spanning a century, The Piano is a tale of adventure, self-reliance, and unmatched courage of those who carved a new life for themselves in the Black Hills of Dakota Territory. Some journeyed far from their homelands in Europe, seeking security or freedom. Others sought wealth. Many wished to escape a brutal and unforgiving past. A few were drawn by the romance of the American West, despite possible deprivation or danger. Men and women, young and old, followed their dreams and found themselves in the mystical gold mining settlement of Credence, a place with an energy and spirit of its own. And I have been reading Unnatural Causes, The Life and Many Deaths of Britain's Top Forensic Pathologist by Richard Shepherd. As the UK's top forensic pathologist, Dr. Richard Shepherd has spent a lifetime uncovering the secrets of the dead. When death is sudden or unexplained, it falls to Shepherd to establish the cause. Each post-mortem is a detective story in its own right, and Shepherd has performed over 23,000 of them. Through his skill, dedication, and insight, Dr. Shepherd solves the puzzle to answer our most pressing question: how did this person die? Deb recommends David LaRochelle's How to Apologize. From the team behind See the Cat, Three Stories About a Dog, comes a funny and handy guide that explains just how and how not to say I'm sorry. Wouldn't the world be a better place if everyone knew how to apologize? Luckily, this humorous guidebook is full of practical tips about when, why, and how to say you're sorry. From a porcupine who accidentally popped his friend's balloon to a snail who was running so fast he stepped on a sloth's toe, hilarious examples and sweet illustrations abound. Karen is reading Heatwave, Nikki Heat, Book 1. A New York real estate tycoon plunges to his death on a Manhattan sidewalk. A trophy wife with a past survives a narrow escape from a brazen attack. Mobsters and moguls with no shortage of reasons to kill trot out their alibis. And then, in the suffocating grip of a record heat wave, comes another shocking murder and a sharp turn in a tense journey into the dirty little secret of the wealthy. Secrets that prove to be fatal. Secrets that lay hidden in the dark until one NYPD detective shines a light. Nikki Heat carries a passion for justice as she leads one of New York City's top homicide squads. She's hit with an unexpected challenge when the commissioner assigns superstar journalist Jameson Rook to ride along with her to research for an article for New York's Finest. Pulitzer Prize-winning Rook is as much a handful as he is handsome. His wisecracking and meddling aren't her only problems. As she works to unravel the secrets of the murdered real estate tycoon, she must also confront the sparks between them. And then Naomi is reading We Must Not Forget, Holocaust Stories of Survival and Resistance by Deborah Hopkins. In this thoroughly researched and passionately written narrative, nonfiction for upper middle grade readers, critically acclaimed author Deborah Hopkins allows the voice of Holocaust survivors to live on the page, recalling their persecution, survival, and resistance. Focusing on testimonials from across Germany, the Netherlands, France, and Poland, Hopkins paints a moving and diverse portrait of Jewish youth experience in Europe under the shadow of the Third Reich. With archival images and myriad interviews, this compelling and beautifully told addition to Holocaust history not only honors the courage of the victims, but calls young readers to action by reminding them that heroism begins with the ordinary, everyday feat of showing compassion towards our fellow citizens.
Wow. Okay. Good job, Lydia.
A little bit of everything once again, right?
You really enjoy reading?
Yes.
Do you?
It would be a pretty miserable job I have if I didn't.
Yeah, a lot of people really, some people really enjoy reading.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm definitely one of them.
Yep, that's good.
Even when I'm not reading, I'm listening to an audio book. So I think we've talked about that before, of how handy I find audio books to be able to take in a book while doing something else. Cause there's only so much time in the day, right?
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Well, you want to tell us where we're located, and you want to do the spiel there at the end?
Why not? So, yeah, we are located on the north end of Main Street in Madison. We're on the west side of the street there, down towards the end of the old business district. The Madison Library is open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and then Saturdays from 10 to 2. And during weekdays, we are always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right, real good, Lydia. Thanks for coming in.
Always fun to visit, Paul.
You bet. And enjoy your walk back to the library. It's going to get warmer.
I hope so.
Lydia Rebine with our Madison Dawson Camby Library Show.